We have about 100,000 employees, approximately 40,000 to 45,000 of global operations and supply chain. So that's a big group and a group I work with very closely. In terms of hiring, globally, we fluctuate between 12 and 15,000 over recent years.
Hello and welcome to the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Dull, and on this show, we interview today's industry leaders in talent acquisition to discuss challenges, best practices, and what the future holds. If you are working in talent acquisition and have always wanted to sit down with your peers at other companies to exchange ideas and learn, well, this show is the next best thing. Join us each week as we bring you a new expert interview and extract their expertise. This episode is brought to you by SageMark HR. Transform your recruiting practices with leading-edge technology. Selecting the right recruiting solutions to enable your strategy is one of the biggest challenges leaders face today. You know technology will help, but searching all the options to find out what will work best for your specific needs can be both overwhelming and time-consuming. At SageMark HR, we make selecting the right recruiting technology easy. Our proven process has helped companies such as 3M, Comcast, Stryker, Walgreens, and many more. Reach out to us at SageMark HR for a free consultation to learn how we can help you improve results with less stress and confidently change from reacting to leading.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Dull, and today I have a conversation with my friend Mark Smith. Mark is the Senior Director of Global Talent Acquisition at Medtronic. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Ryan.
Looking forward to our conversation as always. So let's start out. Maybe you've got an amazing background. Let's dive a little bit into how you got started in the talent space and kind of all the great places that you've been leading up to Medtronic.
It's wonderful to be reflective on the journey. And never once would I have thought 20 years ago or more, I would be here in the US leading TA for a global organization, speaking to a global thought leader in TA like yourself, right? So humbling journey. But yeah, my journey started in the UK. I'm obviously not from Minnesota or the Midwest. I live here and I have done for 5 years, but my journey started in the UK. A place called Leicester, England is where I emerged from. I studied for 3 years. It's a three-year degree, a Bachelor of Arts degree in HR and marketing, which is quite a neat fusion of the items you really need to be in recruiting. But I actually walked into Adecco one summer in 2002 and did a bit of temping for them. And I then joined their team in the branch and started off with some very important duties, making coffee for the branch manager, doing filing. Spent 2 weeks, I think, upstairs without talking to anybody in the attic, filing and sorting out candidates. This is all when we were paper-based, newsletter out in advertising. So I've truly shown my age for it. And then I grew up on the other side that I'm on to today, the other side being an agency side. So I moved to Randstad in 2003, and then I grew through the ranks there and became the account director for the Caterpillar account in the UK. And we'd about, back then we didn't call it an MSP, but it was master vendor back then. But we had about 3,500 agency workers, and they're actually employees. We had them on employee contracts. So it was both recruiting, but also workforce management. So I did my master's in HR along the way to boost my knowledge. And Caterpillar approached me to be the head of UK TA. My client, she was leaving and she gave me the ultimate accolade, which was, I think you'd be great to replace me. She said something better than that. That was wonderful. I joined Caterpillar. I went through the process, obviously, and I became head of UK. And then a few years later, head of Europe, Middle East, Africa. And that was wonderful. That took me on a journey to really network more. I was at a lot more events. And I think as a consequence, I won some awards. And I think that there was 1 or 2 days where I was just getting a lot of attention from recruiters. I was in, at that time in 2016, growing exponentially. And they were growing massively in Europe. I think they had 4 or 5 .co.uk.it.de, and they were just on such a big journey. It sounded so exciting and so different. So I took the opportunity and I was in a lead role for EMEA for a number of business units and countries before my head was turned by an opportunity in all places, Racine County, Wisconsin, when I was made aware of a role as senior director, global TA. I really wanted to go global in my career in TA, and that felt I did the UK role, I did the agency UK side, the in-house side, I did EMEA twice. So it's a bit like boxing. Like I won the British belt, the European belt, the global, the world championship belt was always difficult. I felt at Catalan Amazon, I always wanted to grow internally, but the opportunities didn't quite arise. So when SC Johnson and the HR leadership team shown that faith in me, I jumped to the opportunity, started remotely from the UK and then moved to Wisconsin in 19. And then after 3.5 really good years, I felt a need to do more and grow. And I think everything had been achieved that I could achieve there. And they didn't need me, I don't think. I think that I had a couple of really strong team members that I think are still there and they're doing tremendously well. But then I joined Kraft Heinz. So that took my wife and I from Racine to Chicago, our second state in America. So we moved to Illinois and I was the exec director of TA for Kraft Heinz. And that was also for very different reasons, a wonderful experience. And then from there, moved here. I put myself in the market last year for a number of reasons. And that led me to talking to my boss, a lady called Raylan. Now, that was a wonderful conversation that led to me talking to you, Ryan. So 7 months on. So yeah, I'm senior director of Global TA. We're a med tech organization. And it's very different. It's very different from a product perspective, but from a TA perspective, the architecture is familiar. It's the same roller coaster, just a different theme park, you know?
That's a good analogy, a very good analogy. And you're a part of a wonderful team. I know the team well, and Raylan is fantastic and several others on the team, and great organization to join and excited for you in this journey. And yeah, so let's talk a little bit, maybe just to give a little more context around Medtronic as an organization. Size of the organization, maybe scope out the TA organization a little bit as far as number of members and hires and things like that. It doesn't have to be exact, but just maybe some general scope for the audience.
Yeah, of course. So as an organization, Medtronic is 75 years old. And this year we're celebrating a year-long birthday. So it was a few months ago we hit the 75-year landmark. We're officially known as the pacemaker company, like they're artificially, I should say. We do more than just pacemakers. So as a company, we're fragmented into numerous different portfolios from diabetes, where we do a direct-to-patient or direct-to-consumer model. And we also have different divisions like cardiovascular, neuroscience, surgical. And as an organization, we manufacture our products. Not all third-party manufacturing. We build products that go inside people. It's very important. So our global operations supply chain is huge. So we have about 100,000 employees, approximately 40,000 to 45,000 of global operations and supply chain. So that's a big group and a group I work with very closely. In terms of hiring, globally, we fluctuate between 12 and 15,000 over recent years. I think that's probably the ballpark we're in as a global organization. We operate different delivery models around the world. So we've got probably two models, but there's some slight nuances. But just for ease, we have an RPO in place in large parts of EMEA and Asia and LATAM. In North America, we're predominantly in-house, as well as a number of locations in UK, China, Ireland, and other locations. So we have this really hybrid delivery model between, we have two RPO vendors and the in-house corporate team. My organization, including campus, is about 120 recruiters within my organization. So then we're predominantly fragmented by portfolio in North America as well. So diabetes has a direct, global operations supply chain has a direct. So yeah, that's the main number.
Great. And I know you've been there about 7 months, and so hasn't been all that long. I won't ask you a whole lot of detail around all the things that the organization has been doing, but if you wouldn't mind sharing a little bit, the organization has been undergoing a bit of a transformation. And so maybe share just a little bit about maybe some of the initiatives that have been underway prior to you arriving and up to this point. And then we'll talk about the future a little bit.
Yeah. And I appreciate you because you have got fingerprints on some of this stuff. SageMark being a partner last year to help consult on the journey. So credit to you as well for all this. But Yes, transformation is definitely the word. I think we've been certified here with Medtronic. We continue to grow year on year. And I actually recently, a few months ago, read a book, Authentic Leadership, by Bill George. And he writes from the late 90s, early noughties period when he was the CEO and chairman of the organization. You know, we were around 10, 11,000 around that time. So in 25 years, we've grown tenfold. And that time's the real growth for a medtech company. We're number one in our sector. And what surprises me, I think one of the biggest challenges has been I start off with brand, I think employer brand, being one in the, we're a tech company. We help save lives, alleviate pain, and we're largely unknown. I truly did not know who Medtronic were before I started the process. And we said, you know, so-and-so from Medtronic would like to talk to you. It was over there, you know, it was a bit like that. And 9 out of 10 of people in my network didn't know who Medtronic were either. And the more and more I go to hiring events, I find it almost like it's almost like some painful experience because 85%, 90% of people, you know, we have to say who we are. So there's a huge opportunity for us to be, to broaden our bandwidth, I think. And that is, for me, I talk in terms of transcending our sector and our geography. Because here, in Minnesota, now I live here the last 2 months. When people ask me, hey, where are you from? Are you traveling, visiting? I say I live here, and they ask me all these questions. And when I say Medtronic, they have a story to tell. My brother, I used to work there, or my friend works there, my roommate. So there's always a story here. But I think our biggest opportunity overarching is our talent brand. What is our talent brand overall? The transformation journey is really focused on our technology, our TA technology, and how we utilize that stack to drive efficacy in how we are productive as a TA organization, as well as the hiring manager experience and the candidate experience together. So that's been taking up a lot of time as we switch over to a new ATS in the next 4 weeks. And that's July 22nd. And also another HR technology or TA technology provider as well that we hope will better improve conversation with candidates, you know, as well. So that's exciting, but also tough. That's a very British T-U-double-L, tough with my accent, but it's a tough thing to go through. I'd also add that I think that from a TA architecture point of view, that in addition to TA in technology integration, the employer brand challenge, there's capability elements around that. And that is the TA team's capability to execute in this world we're in now. We're so many different generations, so many different ways to communicate to talent, whether they be in their early 20s or in their early 60s. And the tonality, the mode of communication, so much more we could do to teach our recruiters. I think of the Blink 182 song, all the small things. I think all the small things really make a difference with the candidate experience, the hiring manager experience. In addition to, if we can create value in time through technology, then we can use that time to generate an improved experience and improve the brand. Equally, our hiring managers, I'd like to improve the capability of decision maker of our hiring managers so that we offer them more training than we do today in terms of competency-based hiring. I'd like to throw in more concepts, such as some of the classics out there, like performance-based hiring, values-based hiring, and to ensure that our hiring managers also know they have the opportunity, in brackets, duty, to talk to their future employees. And by that, I mean better networking online so that we can operate in a future where when we send out a job advert or posting to a candidate, we can reference, or, hey, look at Ryan, he's our leader in TA, and check out his last blog or his last article or his recent post or his recommendations, get a feel for his leadership style. Still a lot of anonymity around our leaders at Medtronic outside of our, say, our top two levels. Not everyone works for them. They're important, but they work for someone else. And we all know the stats that 90% of people leave a company because of the leader. I'd like to flip that and generate more of not just the employer brand, the leadership brand. So that, I think that's something I've learned in my career as I refine myself. Like, there are different ways I want to be better every day. And that's a philosophy I'm trying to drive here as well. What I'm thinking about is how can we broadcast how great our leaders are, as well as Medtronic.
Yeah, I think that's great. And the transformation that you're undergoing is significant and powerful. I love what you talked about around technology basically enabling these higher levels of strategic interface by the humans on your team, and they can add greater levels of value throughout the organization and throughout the marketplace as well. So I think that's excellent in sharing brand and leadership stories at all levels of the organization to help share what exists at the organization is really critical. Yeah, I think that's great. I know there's some other things that you're looking at leading. Before we get into maybe some of the other things that you're leading going forward, one question I'd like to ask is, how does a team measure performance of talent acquisition, whether it's organizationally looking at TA or TA internally looking at performance? And is that something also that's undergoing a transformation?
Yeah, I think we've got some of the more classical metrics from time to hire, time to start, candidate experience, hiring manager experience, the diversity of flight, diversity of hire, is also something we monitor. So we have some good metrics that are really useful. We also monitor retention of hire. We do look at that from up to three month period and beyond. There are different levels of inquest required based on tenure, I think. So that's a focus area. Whereas we haven't got to the holy grail of quality of hire yet, that's with deep statistical relevance. I think we have got an opinion-based tool where we ask hiring managers, what do you think? And that gives some anecdotal or sentiment around it. But I think we're in a fairly good state. You know, where we're at as a company, we're very much a relationships-driven organization. Relationships matter. We're patient-centric, people-centric. So I do think what also matters is how our hiring managers feel, our candidates feel. So I'd like to put an emphasis this year on sentiment. How can we evaluate and assess sentiment in a way that, because sentiment creates confidence and credibility. And I've been in numerous organizations and recruiting teams or inherited teams, really wonderful stats, but their customers can't stand them. I'm sure many RPOs out there have heard that same story. Like, I don't understand. Like, stats were great, but it's just understanding what is that hidden truth. So I think a lot of my focus is right now is on building strategic customer relationships with the business and the HR business partners through, you know, by default, because they're often leading the relationship and we don't want to step on toes and create confusion for the end customer. But equally, I would like us to get closer to the customer, the end customer, so that we can show them how TA can be more strategic. So for example, time to fill, not always popular perspective. If we're constantly slicing up days or hours or minutes on time to fill, I'd love to see the same level of symmetry and focus on workforce planning as well. So it's not just a one horse race and they will be as quick as possible to react to your tardiness. I'd rather it be, we'll be as quick as possible to react to your great planning. And that is a wonderful marriage. And that is where I want to be. And that's where I'm going to push as a TA leader. I want to challenge my customer. And otherwise, and you will know that you've heard this so many times, order-taker versus consultant. Constantly going to be the order taker because we are affecting our order rate. And that's where I want to shift. I'm happy to take orders. I wouldn't be in recruitment if I wasn't. But I do think that those orders could be more educated or thought out. And that's where I think excellent leadership can strive and thrive for.
That's great. And that moves right into the next question will be, as you start to define what the TA leader of the future looks like at Medtronic and what's important to you and to the organization. And you've touched on it throughout this conversation, but are there other things that you'd like to share around what it is that you're envisioning for that organization as far as TA in the future?
Yeah, I'd say it's a soft capability skill, and that's the growth mindset. And I read Carol Dweck's Mindset, the wonderful book, and I actually listened to it recently again in my journey to and from Stillwater and the office. And it's a fantastic listen. And mindset you'll find in lots of different books in different ways. Rereading Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People. And it's there as well. It's a mindset. I think what I am seeking to help grow with my current team and my current leadership team and to look for in future people that join my team is a growth mindset. And a growth mindset is one that is curious and one that's always willing to learn, one that's willing to change and adjust, be agile in thought, be dynamic, and have a real focus on betterment, both on the self and the solution. And I really feel that if you've got that, then everything else is possible. Anything's possible in terms of the technical skills. But I think from a technical perspective, that growth mindset will leverage us to utilize some of the technologies that are out there today. When we think of AI, I would love us to have I'm sure this is far away, but a ChatGPT for Canada so that we can load it up with all the Medtronic stuff so they don't have to talk to chatbot, or they don't have to, lovingly, I mean this, but have to talk to recruiters all the time. You know, let's have the master recruiter as AI. The same hiring managers as well. So I think the imagination is part of being imaginative, getting my words out, thought leader. It's really important. So I think if you're going to work for me or be a part of my team, fixed mindset, it narrows. Life narrows, I think, with me, because I'm very optimistic and very aspirational. And I admire and seek pragmatism all the way through. But at the same time, I'm aggressive.
That's great. No, thank you for sharing that. Last question I would have for you is, our audience is filled with individuals that are in the TA profession or interested in the TA profession. We talked about your great experience here, and you're definitely a thought leader in the space. And so what's some advice that you would share for others in the space, either something that's helped you be successful, something you tell your team, something that could be helpful for those in the space as they progress throughout this wonderful profession you and I have both enjoyed for decades?
Yeah, so I thought one bubbles to mind, and that was 2003 when I met a wonderful Welshman called Lee Davis. And he was one of my first leaders in recruitment. I was 22. And someone that wanted to be an account manager, you know, I was in on-site accounts. Like I was a year later. I asked him a question, something really green, I'm sure, like, how do you do what you do? And I remember him answering with, I make myself redundant. And it's such a weird sentiment and word, rather, because redundant suggests negativity and job deletion, job elimination. As I went through my career, for me, that was about elevation, was not only delegate, but empower and trust, develop your teams, your customers, your partners in such a way that you can rise. And that's what his point was, that when you do that, when you operate with such level of trust, empowerment, coaching. I mean, I've got a book here that one of my colleagues gave me, but Score Takes Care of Itself by Bill Walsh, I think, is a classic I haven't yet read. But I think that same sentiment is what Bill Walsh has here in Score Takes Care of Itself. I think what Lee Davis was saying, that if you make yourself redundant, then performance will follow. And as a consequence, I've never wanted to be over-controlling, overburdening. I'm there to coach. I see myself as a performance coach, first and foremost. Yeah, so I'd say my advice would be drive enablement, drive trust. And finally, be yourself, be authentic. There's only one of you in the world, and don't try and be anybody else. It's to be you. Well, I think that authenticity is very appealing, especially to candidates and to hiring managers and partners. Personality is infectious. And I think when people try and dilute that, and we're in a world where there's a lot of information around us, you know, who we should look like or feel like or sound like or TikTok like, and it actually find you, take some time away from that to find yourself.
Yeah, that's great advice and great counsel. I think hopefully those listening take note of that. I think that's excellent. And Mark, I really appreciate you joining me today and having this conversation for the show, and appreciate you too. So thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me here.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. If something we said today resonated with you, please subscribe, rate, and download our podcast and share the episode with your network. Ready to transform your recruiting practices with leading-edge technology just like our other clients at 3M, Comcast, Stryker, and Walgreens? Then reach out at sagemarkhr.com for a free consultation.